This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Now, normally, you're the one that does the Facebook stalking because you're FBI Allie, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. I'm very good at it.
Yeah, you are. That's why when I found myself doing it yesterday, I was like, should I be doing this? Is this appropriate? Why am I Facebook stalking
I don't know if it's appropriate, but I think a lot of people do it, even if they don't admit it. I'll admit it is the difference.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
you know, I mean, I'll keep it. But I know a lot of women that are probably ashamed of the stuff we do. I'll admit it. Okay.
Right.
I'm ashamed as well, but I'm doing it.
And this is a woman I was stalking as well.
Oh, so it was you. Yes. Okay. The problem is it's too accessible.
It is way too accessible.
People's information is too accessible. That's the problem. But go on, Riggs. Tell me more.
And I knew exactly who it was. So around this time for the last couple weeks, you may have heard me talking about how I'm getting my skydiving license to be a tandem instructor. And I had to go through and get a medical exam through a aviation's medical examiner, like a specific doctor, like it's basically an occupational doctor is what I had to go to, what I found out. And I got an appointment with this doctor. Her name was, I won't say, Dr. Stepik was her last name. And they gave me her full name, and I just had a little picture of her from the MyChart app, which I think is amazing, by the way. That's another topic for another day. How
the
awesome.
The MyChart app is insane, but we'll talk about that another day.
Because Allie's been talking about it for a while, and I just tuned in to the MyChart app. But there's a little picture of her that pops up, and I was like, oh, that's neat. They show you a picture of your doctor before you see them.
Oh, yeah, you have your doctor's pictures,
like,
and it's crazy. I know. Isn't it amazing?
And I started to think, wow, I've just made an appointment with this woman within, like, 24 hours I was going to see her. And I went, I wonder if I could look her up on Facebook and find out about this woman. Just
curious.
Did you
find the doctor on Facebook?
Yes.
Oh,
I typed her name in, and the same picture popped up that's on her MyChart thing. Just her picture, her little face, her little bio,
it's
headshot.
It's funny, and was her profile appropriate for her job?
So she never. It was clear that she's never on Facebook except to share, like, dog articles. She's into, like, dog rescuing and keeping animals safe.
She doesn't get on there for all the obnoxious arguing everyone's doing. Yeah.
Not that I saw, at least. There were no real recent posts.
No, but that's a good, like, reason why people should remember when they have social media profiles that you are representing whatever you do or wherever you work. Like, you may be like, it's my page, but at the end of the day, in 2020, man, anybody can look you up and use any crazy stuff against you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? But yeah, a doctor, I would expect to have a very basic profile on Facebook.
So I clicked her face, the profile. I was like, oh, it is her. And I said, like, oh, okay, I found out where she lives, where she's from, the Chicago area, where she went to school and everything was on there.
Do you want me to go, like, layers deep on things women do to, like...
Well, I would... let me tell you what I did and tell me if it's what women do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, go.
So as I'm looking through her profile, and then I click on her profile pictures, I start going through all the profile pictures, seeing what she's posted as a profile picture, just to kind of see, well, does she have a family? Does she have pets? Where does she live? What are her hobbies?
Did you go through her likes?
No, I didn't.
Yes. Oh, Riggs, you're such an amateur. Okay, here's how it works.
Through her likes.
You go to her. Yes. No. You go to her profile, right?
Okay.
You click on the picture. So you have the picture, her profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
But you can click on how many people liked it or loved it. And those are how you find other people you might be connected to. And you're like, oh. So you might see somebody liking a picture you didn't even know knew her. Or it might lead you down a different road. The next thing you know, you're on John Smith's profile, who has nothing to do with the doctor. But that's not the point.
No.
This is how it works, okay? So listen, that's where I thought you were going to go with it. But so what's the question then?
There is no question.
Tell me if this is weird.
That I was
Facebook. Just now that you went on the picture, I thought there was another thing you did. Because I said, did you go through the likes? And you go, no.
No, you took me off on a tangent with the likes
thing. That's why I was like, what were you going to say
I was just going through her pictures and just seeing what she had posted. And then I went to her timeline, saw what she had posted, kind of scrolled through.
Yeah.
Saw that she wasn't a big commenter. And that was like it. And then I moved on. But I didn't go as deep as, like, the likes. That's a good idea.
Oh, no, we do all that. And, like, here's another thing. And by the way, this is a sign you shouldn't be with your dude if you're doing this. But women do this all the time, and they'll go, like, we will check who you're liking. Like, you better not like any hot bitches' pictures. Like women are infamous for that. Like, oh, let's go see whose pictures whose profile he's on today. Again, this is when you know you need to walk.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it is very common.
When did you
especially
like,
especially in 2020.
Hannah? Who's Hannah? And why did you like her spring break bikini picture, huh?
Well, yeah.
Is that what
it'll be like, who are you friends with and why are you liking that, you know? Oh, yeah, women are crazy like that. I shouldn't say crazy, but the problem is it's too accessible, you know?
Totally.
But it also gives you an opportunity to see people for who they are. And because how quickly can you discover if you're dating a douchebag by checking out what they're doing on social media?
Yeah.
It's actually helpful. And it actually could give you some red flags.
And then when you bring it up to the guy and he goes, why does it matter? Why does it matter?
Doesn't
who cares?
Matter. I don't know them.
I don't know.
I've never met them.
It's just a Facebook page.
It's then just a Facebook friend.
I mean,
I don't know them. I'm only...
I don't know.
Listen, that's when you break up, honeys.
I only looked at it.
Let it go, ladies.
I only looked and zoomed in on it.
I stick to it, Riggs. I've done it before. If you have to get on a guy's page and look, it's over.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's when I go, this is not going to work because I have to actually check on your crazy self. You know what I mean?
So, at the end of the story, I moved on with my life. I met the doctor in person. She was fine, but I felt really weird the whole exam because I was like, I just Facebook stalked you so hard. So hard. I Facebook stalked you. She was nice.
Did you tell her?
I did not know. I felt weird. I felt it would be weird and inappropriate.
I hope she knows now. I hope she's listening. And I hope she heard that you Facebook stalked her. And next time, go to every profile like LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm going to help you step up a notch.
Thank
FBI Allie's here.
I appreciate the tips from a professional. Thank you. Thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 655. Ridiculously hot today. Like, ridiculously hot. Heat index around the 100 or so, but 90 for a high temperature today. Hydrate today, or just stay inside if you can. Because it's disgusting out.
It's summer, though. That's the problem. It's like, I don't go out now, I'm going to be mad in winter.
Hold up. Do you have kids? You have your kids today?
Yeah.
Sprinkler weather, dude. Turn on the sprinkler. Totally sprinkler day.
We do that every day. It's getting old, okay? The sprinkler, we're running out of options. No, the sprinkler's fun, but then after a while, I turn into a grandma and say, turn off the water. I'm paying for that.
Do they have super soakers? Can they squirt each other with water?
Mm-mm.
Can they squirt each other with a hose?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they
good.
Can. Yes.
Because that's part of being a kid, especially a little boy, and shooting your brother in the face with water and watching, watching him run inside the house.
If it makes you feel better, they just kick each other and, you know, do all the boy things. But yeah.
So if you have not heard, another night of unrest in Kenosha last night. Shots fired around 11:45 last night. Two people were killed. One person is in critical condition, expected to survive. A lot of unrest and protesting happening around 63rd and Sheridan Road in Kenosha. And Kenosha just this morning requesting from Governor Evers 1,500 additional National Guard members, saying that their city is under attack and they need help right now. They already have about 500 National Guard members down there helping out. They're asking for more. Because the pictures that they're circulating on the news sources that have been down there, the things that I've seen, it's scary. I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, two people died when people want to go out and protest peacefully, and then you've got this mess that happens.
Overshadowing the...
And overshadows the importance. Yeah. And, you know, I saw his mom speaking yesterday, Jacob Blake's mom and sister, and, you know, they spoke.
His dad.
And his dad as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my son would never be okay with this.
No.
So remember, you know, because I'll get online and see people, it's his fault or what. It blows my mind the stuff people write on social media. They have no tact. They have no knowledge. It's unbelievable.
Their problem is, go ahead.
No, you tell me. No, go ahead.
I don't
really want to talk about it. You go.
No. I was going to say
if
that.
You want me to be honest.
I was going to say, well, I don't either, but it has to be talked about.
The
problem is happening. They have people from Chicago and people from over the border, people coming from outside Kenosha that are coming in, starting things that don't actually live there. So it doesn't impact them. They can just come, start agitating things, stir up some crap, and then leave.
And mess up a city and leave. And
which is a big problem. They also said yesterday, his father, Jacob Blake's father, said that it'll be a miracle if he is able to walk. He's paralyzed now from the waist down, so he won't be able to walk. Police still haven't said what happened. They were responding to a domestic dispute, but there is there's an investigation. Mm-hmm. 30 days you have to wait now. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
30 days. So the officers are on leave. I don't know. I don't know. If I shot somebody, I'd be in jail, but that's just
you
me.
Think? You think?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Uh-huh.
Get ready.
You better bring
it, man. Okay, Dancing with the Stars. Yep. They're not announcing the new cast till September 2nd. Now, hold on. September 2nd, people, is only like 8 days away for the... Six, seven. How many days in August? 30.
Yes.
So, or 31.
31 Wait. In August.
Yes, thank you.
September 2nd would be a week from today, next Wednesday.
Dude, September's next week. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. But anyway, so they'll be announcing the cast. And guess who is on it? Before I get to the Tiger King star portion of this
part. Shut up! Is Joe Exotic coming out of prison to be on Dance? Oh.
But there is a rumor. Listen, this is only a rumor.
Okay.
That people want Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
No way.
Killed her husband, whacked him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That it didn't happen. Like, people are fighting for it.
Tigers. That's pretty awesome. What's happening?
But let me tell you who is on it, because this is actually really cool. We got a Backstreet Boy, dude. We got another Backstreet Boy. Didn't Nick or somebody do it? Well, this time,
probably.
The most screwed up one of all, AJ McLean, baby. So AJ from the Backstreet Boys will be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Caitlin Bristow from The Bachelorette, if you remember her. Everybody wants Carol Baskin on it. Well, some people do, I guess. And then the other people we know that are on the cast already are, remember we've talked about Justin Hartley's future ex-wife, Chrishell Stouse from Selling Sunset on Netflix. She's on it, and they're saying that's probably because of all of her drama with Justin. That has actually given her a spot on the show.
Wow.
Her divorce from Justin Hartley.
Okay.
Yep. Anne Heche. Okay, someone tell me why. Why is she in the news? Can someone please tell me?
Why? I don't know.
I'm a little confused.
Didn't Anne Heche used to date Ellen DeGeneres back in the day?
Yes, for years, and it was years ago, and she hasn't been relevant in my mind, and like that's why I'm like, what is she doing that she would want to be on Dance? She must have something on.
6 days, seven nights in the 90s.
Nothing new.
Come that's coming
on,
up.
There's got to be something new.
No, Dancing with the Stars is the only thing that comes up when I Google Anne Heche.
Why would she be on there then?
I don't know.
They always have something they're promoting because
the Vanished. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, now I'm looking at her IMDb. She was on Chicago PD. It looks like 11 episodes. Okay.
She's been doing
a little something, but none of this stuff.
Look, it's all downhill from Carol Baskin. If you're starting with Carol Baskin and leading with that, it's all downhill from that. The Backstreet Boy, okay. But Dancing with the Stars is religiously known for being one or two okay, like, oh, all right, and then a bunch of nobodies that are like, huh?
Right. Who? So basically we have AJ McLean or Klain, whatever. Who cares? AJ from the Backstreet Boys. You know, Justin Hartley's future ex-wife.
Yeah.
People want Carol Baskin.
That's
Jesse McCartney, who won apparently was a runner-up on The Masked Singer. And they're looking for some TikTok stars. You know who they wanted to be on? This is laughable that they ever thought. They reached out to Dr. Fauci. The dude is making a vaccine. It's so laughable that they wanted him. Maybe in a year or when he retires, but like the guy's busy. He's not going on Dancing with the Stars right now.
He could make it happen. Fauci could make it happen. Come on.
No, he could not. Stop.
He absolutely could. Come on.
Dude,
take a break.
He's trying to save the world. Okay. Let the guy live. Dancing with the Stars is not happening.
103.7 Kiss FM. Triggs and Allie. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm sorry, I was just looking at the hurricane that was on TV that's headed towards the Gulf Coast. I did not have a double hurricane on my 2020 bingo card. I'm sorry.
No,
I did not.
But it's
I did
there.
Not. It is
and it
there.
May even hit Arkansas, they said, which is so far inland. That's in the hurricane winds, not the literal.
But last night in Kenosha, more unrest and two killed from gunfire, one person injured.
I can't believe we have to wake up to this. This is awful.
And it's at the top of all the national news, Kenosha,
and it was
Wisconsin.
Right after Jacob Blake's mom spoke yesterday about how he would be horrified by the violence, that, you know, she wants change, she wants accountability,
right?
Peaceful protesting, yes, but that he would never be okay with some of the stuff that's going down. And now we have two people who have lost their lives.
Yeah,
you know, it's unbelievable. And that's not what we want in our community. I had to talk to my kids about this last night and explain to them.
I'm sure a lot of parents haven't talked to their
really
kids about this.
I really had to talk to them about what's going on, what's happening.
Imagine the parents with kids in Kenosha right now.
But what behavior is appropriate and how you can have your voice heard without hurting people. I mean, it's just it sucks.
I know we have a lot of listeners in Kenosha in the area. So please feel free to call 414-799-1037. That's the number you can call or you can text. Isaac, who's down in the Kenosha Racine area, you've been kind of down on the ground for the last couple days. What's going on?
So I was originally on ground when about a half hour after the shooting originally happened.
The original one with Jacob Blake?
Correct.
Okay. This was Sunday then when you were down there?
Sunday night, correct. Uh-huh. And I was on the ground for about 6 hours that night. And the original, a lot of the activity was at that site. And there was a lot of unrest and a lot of anger, of course, expected.
Mm-hmm. And people are upset,
moved to the police department courthouse area where they expressed their feelings for what happened that evening there. And that's kind of been, there's been a lot of civil unrest and looting and burning of property. But like was mentioned earlier, there's a lot of outside agitators that are coming in.
We're talking about the outside agitators. This is what you were talking about, Riggs, about people just coming from like other cities, essentially.
Well, people that are capitalizing on the tragedy that's happening here in Kenosha, saying, oh, we can come to Kenosha, start a fire, break some windows, start some cars on fire, and then leave and not take the blame for it and basically set a city on fire, make it worse than it needs to be.
Do more harm to our community, essentially.
And other places as well, where they will come in and do exactly that. And then that also plays into agendas that powers that be would like to see to help them on this campaign year. So it's just, it's unfortunate that we have to go through that. And then they look at us who are peacefully protesting and say, well, look what you guys are doing. And it's hard. And to try to fight and say, that's not us.
Yeah,
I understand we're out here peacefully protesting.
You're trying to do it the right way and the correct way. And then people come in and act like this. And then it gets completely overshadowed. You know, the positive things you want to change or the things you want to change in the community it's a mess. It's a total mess.
Is there a way to identify these people that are starting this so we can kind of cut it off when they get here and get these? Have you seen people starting this and you're able to intervene in a way?
It's hard to identify because what happens what I've been noticing is once the main protests will dissipate, once the law enforcement will eventually tear gas us out of the area, and they'll start to separate off into their own little things, and it just erupts from little different places here and there.
Is that what happened last night with you?
Last night, because this last night was the first night when the mayor got his emergency powers.
Yeah.
Basically take back control of the city.
Yeah.
So last night I went down there with my coalition. We acted as medics for those who were in the actual.
So you were doing medic stuff. What kind of injuries were you seeing, or were you not seeing any?
There were injuries. A lot of things from the tear gas. An individual took a rubber bullet to the eye.
Rubber bullets
and severely injured her eye. So a lot of like broken bone type things, stuff like that from just being trampled from trying to get out.
Yeah.
So they were shooting pepper rounds at the press, at the medics. Just
who was shooting at who? Wait,
the,
just people?
The sheriff department.
Okay. Is the National Guard down there as well, or how are they involved? Did you see any of them? Because the governor sent a whole bunch of them. What's that?
They're down there. They've came in.
Okay.
They haven't really been in the forefront. They've more been coming around the back ways and trying to make sure people don't scurry off in other directions to kind of herd everybody into one location and disperse them like that.
All right.
But they're there.
Thank you for doing things correctly and trying to peacefully protest and helping being a medic on the ground for people that are getting hurt with tear gas or whatever. I really thank you for that and doing it the right way. And
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. Thank you for calling Isaac. I follow Isaac. He does a lot of good stuff down in the community. You've been speaking out. I've been following you since George Floyd. You've held several different peaceful protests and several marches. You do good stuff down there, so keep it up.
Just last thing, there is a vigil that is planned on Friday, 7:30.
Okay.
That's planned for Jacob.
Okay.
And that would be at Civic Center Park in Kenosha, 7:30.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's something nice and positive there.
Yes. Thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. You can text
Call.
Text or call to 414-7... I almost did it again.
414-799-1037.
I keep giving my personal
number.
Don't
do that, dude.
I don't even know if I care. Just text me, okay?
People are calling.
Text me personally. I'll talk to you.
People are calling. People are texting. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you're down in the Kenosha area next. 414-799-1037. Your voice can be heard. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We've got a lot of listeners in Kenosha. A lot of people are being impacted by what's happening just down the road from us. We're in Hales Corners, so we wanted to reach out to you, being a Kenosha listener. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that same number. We've got some people on the phone. We can talk to them. Let's go to L.A. in Kenosha. Good morning, L.A.
Hello.
So what is happening with you? Where you are? Where are you at in Kenosha?
I'm actually, like, really close to Sheridan, like, just maybe 2 minutes drive to the downtown area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I, like, you know, last night we were just kind of listening in, watching the live, you know, video that's being posted. And it just seems like a dream to me. I have never imagined, you know, like, living in an area, you know, where this happens multiple times. And it's like, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And it's surreal, yeah.
Morning. I'm sorry.
I just said it's surreal to you. Surreal, like it's unbelievable. I was just saying what you said. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Oh yeah. So I woke up this morning and I told my husband, I'm like, I thought you were going to bed with me, and he actually stayed up watching the entire footage of the shooting.
What is this footage? And,
like, it was like mind-blowing to hear about this waking up in the morning. It's like, you know, yesterday they were being sent home, you know, I watched all of that too. I wasn't in downtown, we have kids at home, so I would never be in that area. But just seeing the live footage of, you know, just people throwing things, and it's just, it's crazy, you know, it's really crazy. And then to hear that two people died, one arm got blown off, I mean, it's like, wow, you know, this was happening while we're sleeping 2 minutes away from where this was going on. I mean, it's insane.
Have you heard anything about how they're doing as far as cleaning up, if they need any help with that? Are people, I'm sure, doing that, because there's a lot of damage that's been done. I saw a car dealership that was set on fire.
Oh, I know. I know yesterday.
Oh, we lost you there.
The entire day.
Yeah.
My husband drove by there yesterday morning, and he was like, it was such a
We keep losing you.
Yeah. Is somebody calling you? Tell them you're on the radio and to stop.
Hey, I'm busy
She's
right
cutting
now.
Out when someone's trying to beep in. Are you on the radio?
You know when somebody's calling LA right now, they're like, hey, girl, I hear you on the radio. Oh, my God, is that you?
Yes. Oh, no, I'm trying to laugh in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. Please stay safe out there.
Yes.
Well, it was nice talking to you guys. Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Megan is in Kenosha, too. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have to say?
I'm coming back from Franklin, where me and my son, 11-year-old son, evacuated yesterday because we were asked to from our landlord. We live on the north side of Kenosha, about 6 minutes from downtown.
Okay.
So went from, you know, Monday night just watching things burnt down and crying. You know, obviously starting with Sunday, I saw that video of, you know, the poor man getting shot, and you know, you're crying and you feel like sick to your stomach.
Yeah.
And then the very next night, it's you're crying and you're sick to your stomach. You know, and there's, you know, the video of the man, like, cleaning up his business that got destroyed, and people are punching him and kicking him, and it's just crazy. Like, after, you know, COVID, and there's so much devastation already, and now we have this.
Well, people are already on edge. People are already on edge. We've been asked to stay inside, shelter in place. We can't do certain things, and now something like this happens, and you have a community that's got anger that's bottled up.
When people don't feel like they have justice. Yeah.
It's very hard, especially to, you know, to explain this to, you know, my we're white, my son's white. It's very hard to explain this to an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Of why we have to leave. And it was so sad yesterday. I walked into my home after work. My son's standing there with a present. It was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, like, we need to pack. We need to go. And we're so thankful that we got to pick things that we wanted to take with us versus the homes and businesses that had no choice.
Yeah.
So it was.
So did something happen? Did something happen to your home?
Yeah.
No, I mean another thing that we packed everything up because there were all these reports that they were going to start going to homes and Whitecaps and nice neighborhoods, and I didn't want to take that risk. We said goodbye to my cat, which was we just didn't know what was going to happen. And it's different the way the sites are working. You know, I have friends that were refusing to leave their home, even though those were the areas that they were supposed to be targeted. They just said, we have our guns loaded. And then you've got me over here, like, I'm out of here.
God, that doesn't make me feel better either.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Megan.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I'm not very big on speaking. I don't like controversy, but I did actually make, a post, last night on Facebook.
Most people don't like speaking up and are uncomfortable. I mean,
That's a lot of the problem that we have.
That's a lot of the problem is a lot of people don't want to say anything because it's uncomfortable. Your friends might, a lot of us are people pleasers and followers, and we want everyone around us to be happy. So it's just easier on our mental health to say nothing sometimes and doesn't make it right. But I totally get that.
Sometimes the biggest change can come from the most uncomfortable conversations ever.
Right, and that's why I did choose to speak out because, I'm looking at this little boy that, or all these kids, all these kids are having trauma from this entire year. He doesn't even know if he's going to school. We have no idea what's happening, and it's really scary for little kids. So I did speak out.
Yeah. And this isn't helping
either. I do think I did make one point at least heard is, what can we do as a society? What can Kenosha do to make this to go away? I mean, people are just saying arrest this police officer, but what can we do as just a community to make this go away? Is it just the National Guard?
I don't know. But look, let me tell you something. I am not about the people coming in and doing all this destruction. Peaceful protesters, I don't have an issue.
People coming in from outside, yes.
That's part of our democracy. That's what makes it great is that we can say something. Most countries can't.
Yeah, it's your right to assemble. It's in the Constitution.
We're really lucky that we have that.
Yeah.
That being said, I get it. She's like, how do you talk to your kids? I'm really blunt with my kids about it, about what's right and wrong. And she's asking what can make it stop. We need to have conversations. But what you really have to understand is the core of all of this is people want accountability. That's what, Jacob Blake's mom said yesterday. That's what we've heard nonstop. It's the accountability. That's what makes people crazy. They don't feel like there's any justice.
Which makes
how come that guy can go home? It's the accountability. That's what feels unfair to people.
I hate to say I wonder what if.
Right.
But
I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just telling you where that anger comes from and just shoots up,
There's no answers. There's no arrest, anything like that. Just at least something to be like, hey.
Something to say this wasn't right. Just
acknowledge
stand up and go,
it.
Wow, this was really bad.
Guilty or innocent. Well,
this
I understand.
A disaster.
I understand guilty until proven innocent. But an arrest or bringing somebody in and saying, okay, we're going to investigate this and have this.
That's why people get mad because there's no justice or accountability or, answers a lot of
Megan,
the
time. Megan, thanks for calling and happy late birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
Tracy is in Kenosha. We'll talk to you tomorrow, by the way. Tracy's in Kenosha. Good morning. What's up, Tracy?
Good morning. Pretty much, I'm probably 8 minutes away from where everything's been going on.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been scary that on Monday when coming home from work, I did get to see the 200-plus cars that had the blacked-out license plate heading into Kenosha. That was definitely a mind blown time there, but the other thing that is also
you saw cars driving.
Wait, hold on. What happened? Sorry, I'm not following. Sorry.
On Monday night, multiple cars that had all of their license plates blacked out were heading into Kenosha. So people that were coming from Milwaukee and Chicago, you could
other
see
places.
Them all on the
other places, yeah. There's a lot of reports of that, which just isn't helping at all. And that sucks. And that happened in Minneapolis, too, after George Floyd. People were coming
fine
in from
if they're
outside.
Peaceful.
Yeah.
It's not fine
of course
if
it
they're
is.
Coming in and causing problems like that. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Allie brought up the fact of kids. It is a separated household.
Okay.
So the kids have actually been with the other parent for the last 3 days. And today is actually when we're supposed to flip and actually have the kids at our house. So we have to make a huge decision if we even really want to take the kids in, because we're kind of in the middle of all this. They are teenagers, but it's the whole fact of, I would rather be able to protect my house with my husband and I, rather than having the two kids have to be in the middle of it too, if anything did come about.
And if they're teenagers, you know, they already know, they can already access all that. I mean, they don't need, kids are little, so I have to talk to them about it. But teenagers, I feel like, with the access to the internet, already know everything now.
Yeah, they definitely know everything.
That's
they
what I mean.
About it.
Yeah.
And you try to be as clear and let them have an open mind also. You can't, you know, tell them what to think. It's, you know, what do you think? And have them talk it out so then they feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, thank you so much for calling, Tracy. We appreciate you listening. Stay safe in Kenosha, all right?
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening. 414-799-1037. That's, It's not a good time right now, but we appreciate you calling up. You can call or text the same number, 414-799-1037. It's
Kiss FM. My morale is just down.
Yeah.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, let's talk about Britney for a minute. So Britney Spears, you know, she's been under a conservatorship now for years because she's had mental health issues. I mean, she's been a child star since like 5.
Yeah, way
so
back
So she
when.
Doesn't probably have any clue, you know. I can only imagine all the issues that come from being a child star along with all the fame and all the ways it screws you up. Fame is not a blessing,
I wonder,
for the record.
I wonder if it's the fame or the enabling that happens. Maybe a combination of both, yeah.
A lot of it's the fame. I mean, you have to realize that's a real mind.
Yeah.
It's just strange. But listen, so Britney has been controlled now. Her father has been her conservator, and she has been trying to get away from him. She doesn't think that he should be, and he's got the best interest. So she's been fighting in court. Well, now they have officially named, and Britney signed off on this. Her trustee will be her little sister, Jamie Lynn Spears. So if anything happens to Britney,
Jamie Lynn
will get all the money, which I gotta say is not weird to me because my sister's my beneficiary. Like, once I got divorced, I changed my beneficiary to my sister. Obviously, when my kids are adults, they will become my beneficiary. But until that day, I need someone there to handle it for them. And I know that she won't steal my money. She'll give it to my kids. You know, you have to, like, know. So, look, I get it. Jamie Lynn Spears isn't a bad choice. Your sister seems fine. They're both adults.
Zoe 101. That was the name of the show. I was trying to figure out the show that she was on.
So,
was
like, she won't have any of Britney's money. But if something happened to Britney, then Jamie would take it all and handle it.
Yeah.
So that's the new person in charge of Britney's money if anything happens. Her new trustee. So they're moving it around, moving the money. But see, I would also wonder as a child star if some of that wanting, think about how your parents, you probably blame your parents for a lot of your problems, right? Because you feel like they exploited you and didn't give you a normal childhood and they made all this money and then you made money, but really they made a lot of money. Like, it's all about you showing off your kids. It's about you, really. Not the
It's always all about
when
you.
When you're a parent, it's about you, not really the kid. So I could see her being like, I don't want them to have any of this because they're a core to my issues. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So whatever. Jamie Lynn will get it and Britney won't have to give it to her dad.
Yep. Suffered from buyer's remorse, Allie. Really, really bad buyer's remorse.
Uh-oh.
And I'm wondering if maybe you had buyer's remorse over something that you bought and then you immediately regret it. You can call or text. The number is 414-799-1037. Do you remember the Game Boy back in the day? Like the little handheld Nintendo made it?
Yes, my kids have a Nintendo Switch. They have no idea about the Game Boy. It was everything when we were kids.
Yeah, it was really cool. Game Boy was a little bit bigger than the size of an iPhone, right? It's pretty small.
Yeah, it was about an iPhone.
It was
You took it in the car or wherever you wanted to go. It was great.
Yeah.
It was like a mobile. It was like our first mobile gaming system if you didn't have like an old Pac-Man or something.
Yeah. Like you had Tetris on it. There were the little game cartridges you could keep. Yeah, Tetris was
so
great.
Fun.
Yes. The little cartridges you could put in it. And I had a little case for my Game Boy, but I got rid of it.
We basically had like 5 games.
Yeah.
We didn't have everything there is now.
So I got rid of it and I haven't seen it again. But I started seeing these ads on Instagram for a phone case for my iPhone, right? But on the back of the iPhone case, if you flip it over, there's a screen and it's a Game Boy and there are literal games built into it so I can have my iPhone and then flip it over to the...
Wait.
It's a...
I've...
Go ahead.
Go on, and then I'll tell you what I got.
It's a phone case, so I have my regular iPhone screen on the front. I could flip it over, turn a switch on the top for the actual literal case, and I can play like 30 or 40 different Game Boy games on my phone. Not part of the phone, but part of the case. So the case itself was
That's
a Game
what
Boy
I mean.
Case. Yes.
I have seen Game Boy phone cases. I never knew they were actually attached to something you could play. I thought they were just a picture of a Game Boy on the back of your phone. Are you telling me that phone cover as a Game
it's
Boy on top of it?
Yes, it's an actual
phone.
You
out
charge
of here.
The case, which charges the Game Boy on the back of your phone.
And there are like 20 years old when I learned this.
Yes, it's not a picture.
How much is it?
It was $30.
Shut. It's got to be janky though.
It was in this is where my buyer's remorse comes in.
Oh, $30. We're talking about buyer's remorse. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, that's where I started this whole thing, right?
Oh, no.
I bought it on Instagram because I was like, all right, I'll roll the dice. It looks cool. Yeah.
Like a sponsored ad, you mean?
And
I clicked on it and you went on. There were a bunch of
reviews. I looked it up online outside of that on a computer to make sure I double checked the reviews. People were like, this is pretty cool. I got a Game Boy on my case.
It's just like any other type of, I mean, social media advertising is the same as any commercial you see now. They're all to, there's nothing wrong with that. Go on.
So I ordered it. A month ago. It took a month to even show up when it said 2 weeks shipping, but it shipped from like China. So I had like this international shipping code that wasn't working and it was working. And when
did it sit in a post office for weeks?
Probably. I don't know. Because for two and a half weeks, it was just in Shanghai. That was it. That's all it said. That was it. And then it was all of a sudden it was in Seattle and then it was at my house. It was weird. Very weird. But when I got it, it was terrible, dude. It's terrible. Ugh. It's janky. You would think that having a Game Boy in the back of your phone is cool, but you're always holding your phone. You're going to use your iPhone more than you're going to use a Game Boy.
Yeah.
So on the back of that, now my hand is always on the screen. It's all greasy and gross because you set down your phone on places. So the screen of the Game Boy is always messed up.
Think of that. And that's your phone cover, so it's not even like you can take it off.
Nope.
Oh, how annoying. So you're better off with a damn Game Boy.
Yes.
Can I be honest?
Go ahead.
What's even funnier? I think about what you're saying. At the end of the day, you could probably easily find Tetris and these games on your phone and get the damn app. You don't even need the Game Boy. That's what's so funny.
No.
You could play these games on your actual phone.
I could.
But you went to the next level. I will say I did have buyer's remorse. Same situation. I might have told it on the air. You remember when I ordered those leggings off of some ad on Instagram? I was like, ooh, these are going to be cute on me. They got a little skirt. I can wear them as dress up. I can wear them with heels. I can wear them with tennis shoes. These are going to be the best leggings ever.
Yeah.
And then remember they arrived 2 months later and they look like capris on me?
Yes,
they look like capris.
Yes.
I mean, yes, I'm 6 feet tall, but I look like I was wearing almost shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, it was almost shorts. That's how they were so bad. They were cheap. They were too small. And I didn't even order the wrong size.
No.
You know what I mean? They were just awful.
That was my first question. You said they came from China, and I know Asian sizes and clothes are they're smaller. So
right, and you know, so I wasn't trying to get. And I think I might have even ordered a large, which I'm normally a medium. So I was trying to be nice, and I still ended up with shorts that were supposed to be pants. Okay.
Buyer's remorse, man. I think everybody's had it. We're not on an island at all. What did you buy that you regretted buying?
I went back to Amazon and just bought it there.
414-799-1037. You can call or text us. Your buyer's remorse story. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Two dead and one injured after a shooting last night during Kenosha unrest. This all spurring after the Jacob Blake shooting that happened on Sunday. And it's just gotten more and more out of control in Kenosha.
Yeah.
There's a state of emergency issued yesterday by Governor Evers. National Guard is being sent in.
Well, and a TMZ video came out this morning, which has been circulating on Facebooks all over Wisconsin. We know that. Of the shooter, you just watch it. It's walking past people with a gun. Just watch it. It's just another disturbing video.
The person
that is probably hopeful.
There's a person there's a suspect of question that they probably should be talking to, but that person has not been found yet. So
yeah.
we just want peaceful stuff, man. That's all we want to happen. We don't want all this bad stuff to overshadow the real message of what's going on.
This is our community too.
Right?
You know, I mean, that's right. And you know, it misses the point of what people are trying to peacefully protest at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, it all just gets lost.
It's like someone has a flu and you just keep like treating their cough and you're like, "Oh, you're not coughing." Yeah, but I still have the flu. Well, you're not coughing anymore. You're not coughing.
Right.
You got to treat the problem, the actual problem.
Well, it's just sad that two people had to die.
Yeah. It's the other thing that happened yesterday, Jacob Blake's family spoke out, his mother, his father, saying that he is more than likely paralyzed from the waist down, will not be able to walk. Police have said very little about what has happened other than that they were responding to a domestic dispute when that happened, and the officers have been placed on leave. Two officers placed on leave. I don't know what that means, but they've been placed on leave. So
I don't know what that means either, but
they're off. That happens anytime there's a shooting. They take them off duty completely, no matter what
happens. But people want more accountability, especially when you have a video like that. So that's where the justice part comes in for
people. That's what happened. I would assume another curfew for Kenosha tonight. Nothing has been issued yet, but I would assume. So we'll keep you posted if we hear anything else, but that's what happened in Kenosha. And sadly, two people lost their lives yesterday, and two still fighting for their lives, including Jacob Blake. So that's what's happening now.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Right, give it to me. You said Carol Baskin. Give it to me.
I'm trying. What show do you think Carol Baskin may sign on to? I'll tell you this much. We already have a Backstreet Boy signed on for the next season. I'm talking about Dancing with the Stars.
You didn't even let me guess.
Oh, sorry. Well, I told you the show. Oh, yeah, you were trying to guess the show.
You never let me guess.
No,
all right, Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry. So AJ from the Backstreet Boys has signed on. You have other people like, what's Justin Hartley? His wife from Selling Sunset, whatever her name is.
I don't know.
Christelle something. She's on that show on Netflix. They're getting divorced, so she's on the show. And they said that's probably because they have so much drama going on in their personal life. It was easy to book her.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to get Carol Baskin, according to
rumors. That's amazing. That's so good.
She's like totally the perfect old lady for Dancing with the Stars.
She is. I can see her being
out. She's corny. She's cheesy. She's weird.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Welcome to the dance floor.
She's surrounded by a possible murder charge she never had.
Possible.
So
she killed
things.
She killed
so
her husband. Things. You know it. It's in the damn song, Allie.
I don't know anything, but it appears that way. Yes. I don't know anything.
No, we all know it.
Carol Baskin.
She killed her husband. Whacked him. She killed her husband.
For sure.
Whacked him.
Convince me. It did.
The evidence is all there. They covered it up.
Tigers, they snapped.
I saw Tiger King.
What's happening?
I know what's going
didn't
on.
Didn't we all?
Yeah.
I had to think about 5 months ago. I was thinking about how long ago. Because Tiger King feels like 2 years ago, but it was only 5 months ago.
That was when the quarantine and everything started. And we were like,
that's
all right.
The shutdown was
we'll stay
in
home.
Yeah.
We'll stay home for a couple weeks, watch Tiger King. That'll be over soon. Now here we are, August 26th. Awesome.
You know, it's funny. When we were doing that in April and talking about Tiger King and nothing else going on, just trying to stay at home and find some entertainment, we never thought in a few months we'd be here this morning talking about
Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. And everything else in the world.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Just stay off Tinder. That's how you fix all these problems. That's easy. Just stop. Just stop. But what's going on?
I'm going to stop because I'm so annoyed. And quite frankly, I go through these phases where one day I care and one day I don't because of just, there's so much going on in the world. We're busy. I got other stuff to worry about. But every now and then I get bored and I'm like, I'll get on the dating apps. Here we go again.
It's a good distraction, man.
It is a good distraction. Yeah. It's like watching Netflix for an hour.
Yes.
I was on there and I'm just sick and tired of this happening to me. This happens with dudes and this has happened repeatedly. And I'm just, why? I know you're trying to get laid, but why do you have to start out with a lie every time about your height? This is becoming a constant problem.
What?
On my profile, Riggs, on at least one of the couple dating profiles I have, I say blatantly, and I don't care if it makes me sound shallow because I'm 6 feet tall, okay? I say on the profile, here I'm, you know, this is about me. I'm a single mom, whatever. Got my kids half the time. I don't really know what I'm looking for, and I don't. I'm open to whatever. Maybe a relationship, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But at the bottom, I say, and I'm 5'11", so please, if you swipe on me, please be 5'11 at least.
Yeah.
Right?
Fair.
And I know that women do this all the time to men, but men do it with our looks as well. So I'm really actually not going to go down
that
road.
We don't do it with your
road.
Looks. We do it with your breast size, but go ahead.
Fine, whatever. Right, right. So actually, it's amazing I ever got dates because my boobs are small. But anyway, no, but seriously, this has happened to me more than once where guys message me and they're like, hey, you know, and then I'm like, so we talk a little and I'm like, so you're 5'11"-ish, right? At least. I thought I was. This is the first time it happened.
What do you mean, I thought I was?
The first time it happened, the guy said, I thought I was, but my coworker actually told me I'm like maybe 5'10".
Your coworker?
This is a guy. It's a lie. It's a lie. Yes. He started out with a lie, and it should have been a red flag in the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm learning this now, okay? Because even though it's a stupid, funny, maybe lie about your height, it's not stupid at the end of the day because you've essentially lied to get in the door, which means you're now opening up all these things, right?
That's not even a lie. Like, you could say, like, my uncle runs a Fanta plant. My uncle invented Coca-Cola or something ridiculous like that. That would be hard to prove. But your height, when you meet in person, you'll see that he's not that height. That's a stupid, stupid lie. Like, lying in general is stupid. But when you lie about something like that that's easy to disprove, like, as soon as you lay eyes on the person, that's dumb.
And then it makes me question everything about you.
Even, like, lying about your weight, fudge about your weight. Say, all right, I'm 190 instead of 175 or whatever.
It's
okay.
Basically like the people who put old pictures up and then show
that
up
too.
And look nothing like. It's the same. It's almost fraud. You know what? It's fraud.
It's height catfishing.
Fraud now.
It's height fishing. It's height catfishing almost.
The first time it happened to me, I let it slide.
Yeah.
And I went, you know what? Maybe I'm being shallow. He's 5'10". I'll give it a go. And I did. And I liked him. I dated him for a little bit. Move on to today. The other day, I matched with this guy. And I'm like, oh, he's cute. And then the next thing I know, in my inbox is this long message from this guy. Hey, about the height thing. I'm actually, like, maybe 5'10". I'm like... Because it was like, and he had started like originally when he contacted me, like, hey, I think I hit the height thing. You know, it was like just lies. It's all these lies.
Do you ask them about their height? Is that always a question you ask?
If they don't bring it up, if they don't say something later on, because I will talk to you and sometimes you don't even think about it. You're just going, oh, you know,
if I'm 5'10 and I'm interested in you, am I automatically, I'm going to be like, oh man, I kind of like this chick.
You should probably not message me. Yeah.
And right. But what if you have a connection though? That's what he's hoping for.
I did with one guy, I'm saying in hindsight, maybe some of these things in the beginning should have been red flags for me.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
But if he would have said he was, five ten out of the gate, you would have dismissed him.
Right.
And
exactly.
He loses all chances.
And you're right.
Over an inch.
In hindsight, I should have because. That was my whole point. In hindsight, I should have dismissed him, right?
Yeah,
that was
probably.
My joke, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. No, but I'm just sick of... We're starting out on a lie. And I get it. Half of you are there to get booty, right? I know why you're on these dating sites. I'm not stupid. Like, hello.
Of course.
But if you could find friends with benefits without lying. I hate to break it to some of these guys. It's unbelievable. I'm like, you're just starting out with a lie. And I was completely turned off because I was like, this is just getting old, this lying about height. And it keeps happening to me. And happening to me. And like you said, Riggs, when we show up, I'm going to know anyway.
Exactly. You're going to see. You're going to go, wait a minute, Mr. 5'11". I'm looking down on you. Literally.
I don't want to push a guy out for something physical. But at the end of the day, as I've told you and other people, I'm tall. I've always been tall.
Yeah.
As a woman, the things I don't want to feel gigantic next to my dude. Like, I just don't. And that's just a personal thing for me. Okay?
Dudes lie about stuff all the time on those apps. So just welcome to the... online dating world. Welcome.
Isn't it crazy that they're all lying about their height to me?
Uh-huh. Stop lying
you're
about your height.
You're starting with a fraud.
Just own up to your height. Say, I'm 5'10", but I make up for it in other places. There you go. That'll get you in the door.
Gosh.
What? 103.7, Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, 955. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? You can always catch up with our show at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app because your phone is now your radio. How neat is that? Just download the radio.com app. Play us anywhere. Super easy. Did you learn something this morning? I learned something about you.
Oh, okay. What?
Actually, I learned something from you.
Oh.
Is that Dancing with the Stars is bringing the heat this year. The heat.
Yeah.
Heat.
If they book her.
Oh, they'll book her. They've got to. Carol Baskin from The Tiger King. Yeah. Yeah. They're talking about putting her on Dancing with the Stars. And you talked
they're
about
trying.
It on The Dirt this morning. And
they've
that's...
already booked AJ from the Backstreet Boys, by the way.
Okay.
But go on.
Well, then it's all downhill from there because those are the two big ones.
Right.
That's how
those
Dancing
are the
with most the Stars
is. You're going to get on Dancing with the Stars. A Backstreet Boy and Carol Baskin
yep.
in 2020.
Every year of, what is this, year 75 or something of Dancing with the Stars? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's one or two people that you're like, oh, okay. And then everybody else is just nobodies.
Right.
So,
yeah, 100%. And usually nobody important wins except for the year Donald Driver won. Hey.
Yeah, right. So that's what I learned this morning. What did you learn this morning?
I learned that you are joining the ranks of us fellow internet stalkers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because Riggs is now realizing that when you find someone's name out, you go look them up, at which he got a new doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he was so fascinated that the My Chart app had a picture of her. He went and found her on Facebook and really went deep. And I said, this is like amateur stuff. We've been doing that kind of stuff for years with people we find. I mean, if I meet somebody, I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to have a meeting with that person on Wednesday. Maybe it's a doctor's appointment. I'm like, let me go find them.
Yes. And she's lucky I met with her because I found out something horrifying about her personality that I completely disagree with.
What?
She's a cat personality. She's a cat person.
See? And Facebook didn't tell you that, huh?
No, it did. I would dismiss a cat person.
Oh, that's what you were.
I don't like cat people. I don't really. I'm not a big cat fan. But you know what? She was nice. I let it slide.
Good.
That was the only negative.
Because as long as you're an animal rescuer, even if we don't like cats, we support you.
Yeah, I guess. If you're rescuing them, I guess. As long as you don't keep
them
anywhere near me. As long as they don't come anywhere near me.
I don't like cats either. I don't either. But hey, at least she saved a pet.
I guess.
Why am I telling you the bright side? Who am I?
It's cats,
you know what?
Dude.
Screw
it's
this.
Cats.
I'm out of here.
Cats kill so many. Stop. You can always catch it for that.
Riggs, stop.
Let me go off on cats for a minute.
Riggs is on a cat's rant right now.
Cat's rant. Catch it with a show at 1037kissfm.com. You're going to hang out for a while and play some music, right?
I will be here until noon, baby.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your extra hours today.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.